Hey, Mama, now there's going to be a fierce outbreak of scum.
Forever and ever, we should stick together. We need ska now, more than ever.
Hey, this is Buster Blood Vessel from Bad Manners.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from the Interrupting.
Hey, save it from Mustard Bug.
Hi there, you wonderful star listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Rust and Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from the Resonators.
Hey, this is Dan P. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh, yeah!
How you guys doing? This is Chuck Robertson from the Mad Caddies. You're listening to Mr. Beefy.
será que me he muerto?
Contaminación, supuesta paz mundial, hambre, destrucción y crisis nacional. Las potencias y el Vaticano
conmigo se limpian.
Y yo no soy papel toalet,
pero yo qué puedo hacer.
Si contra ellos me rebelo, me pusieron entre una pared. Contaminación, supuesta paz mundial, hambre y destrucción y crisis nacional. Las potencias y el Vaticano
conmigo se limpian.
Y yo no soy papel toalet,
pero yo qué puedo hacer.
Si contra ellos me rebelo, me pusieron en una pared.
Indeedy. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beefy's Ska Club. Yes, the world's number one ska radio show is back for another week, and we will take you around the world again. Get set for ska from all four corners of the globe, from absolutely anywhere and everywhere. And regular listeners to the show will know that we have been bringing you, or we've been kicking off each and every Beefy Ska Club with some tracks from compilations from various countries. This week, it is the turn of Venezuela Ska. The compilation is simply called Venezuela Ska. 17 tracker. In fact, a couple of bands appear a couple of times as well, so that's cheating a little bit. But it doesn't matter, because how good was that? Mind you, the three bands we played are all from Caracas. We kicked off this week's Beefy Ska Club with Scabiosis, who were around from 92 to 2005. Widely known as the first ska core band in Venezuela. The tune you heard was Cuaima. I tried to work out a translation for that, and there isn't any, so I don't know what it means. It was on their self-titled album, Scabiosis, in 2000, but this compilation is from 1996, so I dare say it came out before. No, it has to come out before then. Otherwise, we're in some Back to the Future moment, and clearly that's not possible yet. Or is it? Might have already been done. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Then we went to Cebollas Ardientes. Like I said, also from Caracas. These guys formed in 1992. Now, I'm pretty sure that cebollas is onions. So ardientes, burning onions, possibly. Great name for a band, burning onions. Cebollas Ardientes. These guys formed in 1992. How many albums have they done? Two. That's all they've done, 97 and 2001. Also taken off their self-titled debut album from 1997. But like I said, this compilation is 96, so it came out before then. Great tune. Ugh, baby. And then we finished off with Venezuela's hottest ska exports, still going strong today. Desorden Publico, formed in Caracas in 1985. ¿Dónde está el futuro? Now, these guys, been around since 1985, 11 studio albums, a couple of live albums, a couple of best of albums. They are phenomenal. Like I said, they are still touring around the world. I think if they're not playing Supernova this year, they played it last year. I should have looked that up. Sorry about that. Apologies. ¿Dónde está el futuro? Where is the future? Brilliant. I like that triple play from Venezuela. 1996 Venezuela Ska. If you've got any suggestions to kick the show off, just find me a ska compilation from a country, preferably all the same country. There are some that actually throw in a bit of all sorts in there. I would love to find some deep, dark, hidden ska compilation from the past that we can throw up. We've done Brazil, Argentina. We did one from Indonesia, New Zealand. Last week, we did one from right here in Victoria. File under ska. How cool was that? We've done a couple from the Netherlands. I think that's what kicked off this feature, actually. One of the Netherlands ska compilations, I think is volume 4, something came out, and we did a few tunes off it. And that's what got us into this rhythm and doing a deep dive into these ska compilations. We did Slovakia, France, Sweden, Poland. We did a Ska Sid compilation from the UK. We've done Canada. We've done Switzerland. We've done South Africa. It's great. I like it. It gets us to kind of dive a little bit deeper into ska scenes and playing bands that we probably wouldn't have come across before. So that's why it is so good that we can just increase the diversity. Beefy Ska Club is the world's number one ska radio show for a reason, and it's just due to the different languages, the different styles, the different regional ska trends that I can play on this little old radio show. We've kicked off, folks. We have kicked off. Now, I've got to make an apology. I was away on the weekend. Well, I was away from Thursday to last night, actually. I was falling behind on the podcasts, and guess what? I caught up, and then guess what? I've fallen behind again. I will catch up. My apologies to those people. If you are listening on the podcast, which I know most people are, I do thank you for downloading. I really, really do appreciate it. Alrighty, we're going to get into full swing right now. We will go straight into On This Day in Ska. Oh yeah, On This Day in Ska. On this day in 2002, the Toasters from New York City. Yeah, New York City. They released their sixth album, I think it is. Enemy of the System came out on this day in 2002. They're just about to start a little UK tour this week, I think, possibly because they're probably playing Rebellion. I will check that out while you hear these songs. This is probably the most well-known song on the album. It is a live version of Dog Eat Dog. The band are the Toasters. Thank you.
It's our time. Take back the power. What's your game for tomorrow? Are you a leader or will you follow? Are you a fighter or will you cower? It's our time. Take back the power. Yeah. What you gonna do? Will you show up in black suits? On the streets and not made boots? In the day of silence, you. What you gonna see? Will you strip your rights away? And it's just what makes you bear. We'll never be on the soil, but I can get it. Oh, we don't need to run and hide. That's right. Oh, we won't be pushed out to the side. Hey, what's your plan for tomorrow? You a leader, but will you follow? You a fighter, but will you cower? It's our time to grab the power. What's your plan for tomorrow? You a leader, but will you follow? You a fighter, or will you cower? It's our time, take back the power. Yeah! Woo! Who you gonna trust when the judge is so unjust and the jury must discuss? Did you look like one of us? Who you gonna turn? Now the court has been adjourned. That you learn. And now there's many of them in this bed. Oh, we don't need to run and hide. It's right. Oh, we won't be pushed out to the side. Hey, what's your plan for tomorrow? You a leader, will we follow? You a fighter, will we a coward? It's our time. Take back the power. What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader, will we follow?
Friends from Japan, Hey Smith, that came over and headlined Ska Nation last year. On this day in 2009, they released their debut album, Proud and Loud. Track one, Longest Day, and you heard it live. How you should hear Hey Smith, because they are bloody awesome. If you are in Japan, they have just announced a load of gigs in September, early October, playing with Owl, the Cherry Cokes, Kill Lincoln, and there's just been an extra show at Zepp Haneda with Ballyhoo from the US of A and the Mad Caddies. That's on the 21st of October. But they're also doing, and I mean doing, loads and loads of festivals. So if you are in Japan, check out Hey Smith. You want to see these guys live. You really, really do. Loads of gigs for the rest of the year. Now, I believe there's a documentary coming, but I'm not quite sure when that's happening or if it's happened. So please check out Hey Smith News. What a band. What a band. And such nice people as well. Before that, The Interrupters, on this day in 2014, they released their debut album, self-titled The Interrupters. I've gone track one again, Take Back the Power. And I went live again, because that's how you should hear The Interrupters. Just played Warped Tour a couple of weekends ago in their home state of California. Here's a bit of a twist for On This Day in Ska. They released their fourth studio album in the wild on this day in 2022. I could have played either. I could have played both. We got a lot to get through. Can't be seen favouring The Interrupters, can I? I can, but I won't. Not this time, anyway. Next time around, possibly. Will we do another show on August the 5th? Probably in another 7 years' time, I guess. Anyway, before that, on this day in 2002. Now, I said Enemy of the System, I thought it was their sixth album. No, their 10th album. I played the most well-known track off there, another live version of Dog Eat Dog. Enemy of the System came out in 2002. Now, if you are listening in the UK, the Toasters are just about to hit the UK as well. They are playing Rebellion like I thought. They've got a warm-up gig. I'm going to say a warm-up gig. It's not. It's just a headline gig at New Cross Inn in London on the 7th. So when's that? Thursday night. Then they're up to Brighton. Up to Blackpool for Rebellion on Friday. Then they do play Brighton, Salisbury. Then go to Germany for the Spirit Festival. And they have just been added to the Volterra Festival in Germany at the end of August as well. So busy time for the Toasters. How good was that on this day in Ska? Magic. Loved every minute. Now, talking about live gigs. This Sunday in Melbourne, the Melbourne Ska Bar rises like a phoenix from the flames to kickstart a new residency at the George Lane in St Kilda. Every second Sunday for the rest of the year, the Melbourne Ska Bar will take over the George Lane. Already booked in, Admiral Akbar's Dishonorable Discharge, booked for September. The Cujo Kings with Rockus in October. The Ska Vendors, the Overits and Kingstone in November. And Johnny Longshot is booked for December. But this Sunday, the Looney Tunes, fresh off their support of Baggy Trousers, they did predominantly their specials show on Saturday night, and apparently it was incredible. They brought the chaos and an incredible show. So I can't wait to see Looney Tunes. It's been a while since I've seen Looney Tunes as well. So they are headlining on Sunday. They're going to be playing with Australia's premier third wave ska punk tribute show, Operation Big Jake Bostone. So that is going to be a fantastic kickoff to the Melbourne Ska Bar. Once a month, also in the spirit of Beefy Ska Club, kids are free with a paying guardian. Yes, take your kids. It is a Sunday afternoon gig in St Kilda. You cannot ask for a better Sunday afternoon in a very intimate setting as well. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We're bound to see a load of the Ska crowd out and about on a Sunday afternoon. I'm sure you'll get home before it gets dark. Anyway, looking forward to that. All right, shall we hear some Looney Tunes? Talking about their special show, are you going to play the single they put out late last year? It is a cover of the Specials' not so well-known track, but it is an absolute belter. This is It's You.
Disturbances. Don't you know you will never win? You got your family running around. They're trying to stop you from going down. It's you who that I'm talking to. It's you that I'm talking to. Have you had the latest news about the boy who was shot at the abuse? Is that it's not all. It was your name that was calling you that I'm talking to. It's you that I'm talking to.
Hey, you're accused of being a gun man. Take your punishment, it's loud and loud. Let this be a lesson to you.
Project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we'll be right back.
San Jose, California. The band are called Monkey, and they too are heading to the UK right now. Yes, they're playing Rebellion. They're also playing on that show with the Toasters at New Cross Inn in London on Thursday. Then they go up to Rebellion. Then I think they're playing Bradford on Avon, which is a strange one, but doesn't matter. They're playing Bradford on Avon. And then they're going to Boomtown in Hampshire on the 10th. Now, Rebellion, I have just scanned through. There is over 300 bands playing on the 4 days up there in Blackpool. Some of the ska bands involved include Neville Staple. Great to see Neville Staple's return to playing live. That is brilliant news. Bad Manners, The Selector, Save Ferris are travelling over. Dalco from Italy. Voodoo Glow Skulls, who headlined our Ska Nation Festival last year. Bastille Preachers, Random Hand, Buster Shuffle, Los Fastidios, also Italian. Risky and the Ridicule, Popes of Chili Town. I mentioned the Toasters. Bite Me Bambi. Oh yeah, Bite Me Bambi are playing. How good's that? Monkey, I just mentioned. 8-6 Crew out of France. Chris Murray out of Canada, eh? And that's kind of most of the ska bands that are playing Rebellion. But like I said, Monkey are playing 4 gigs in the UK, which is very cool for them. You just heard Bicycle Song live version off their brilliantly titled Banana Key. Banana Key. Banana Key? I don't know. It doesn't really matter, does it? Banana Key. I got there in the end. Monkey. They've been around a long time as well, of Monkey. They put out their first album in 1997 and did Barrel of Dub last year. So great stuff from Monkey from San Jose. Before that, Looney Tunes, their cover of the Specials tune, It's You That I'm Talking To. They are playing live on a Sunday afternoon at the George Lane in St. Kilda, the premiere of the Melbourne Ska Bar, which has risen like a phoenix from the flames and will be held every second Sunday for the rest of the year. Can't wait for that. That will be a lot of fun. It's a very intimate room. Please buy your tickets early because we do not want people turned away at the door. No, we don't. Remember, buy your tickets as early as you can. Alrighty, I think it's probably time for
Beefy's Cover of the Week now, baby. Beefy's Cover of the Week.
Oh yeah, Beefy's Cover of the Week. Yes, this is a band that were very prominent. Well, I can't even remember when. A long time ago. Doing ska covers. Then I should have done more research, people. I really should have. I do apologize. Then they decided to go away from the covers, and I think they called themselves something else, and I should know what it is, but I don't. They're out of Washington, D.C. They're called Party Like It's. Now, the story behind is this one goes that they did record it in 2017, and they did a video in 2017, and they lost the footage. Apparently, they found the footage, so they've done a new video and re-released this cover. Party Like It's. They're from Washington, D.C., and they have a new covers album on the way. Yes, they do. It comes out on August the 19th. So, how fun is that? Party Like It's. I used to play these guys one hell of a lot because they were so, so good at covers. And remember, 2025, it's the year of the ska cover. This is Party Like It's cover of the Foundations classic. Why don't you build me up, Buttercup baby?
Yeah.
my new single. This is called Save Me.
From Ollie Murs. Bands you didn't know played ska. Yes, Ollie Murs, who was on the X Factor, I believe, a long time ago. I don't think he won it. I think he came second, which is apparently the best position to come in X Factor and Pop Idol and all those things. Anyway, Ollie Murs loves a bit of ska, apparently, and his brand new single, Save Me. I played a live version because I think it's pretty cool. And instead of just diving into something, you know, a recorded one, we like to do things different on Beefy Ska Club. Of course we do. Anyway, Ollie Murs is bringing ska to the masses. I'm sure he has a whole different following than we would normally see in our ska community. But if more people can get into ska, and all of his branding that he's done with this single is checkered. Let's face it, it is black and white everywhere. He has got quite a funky horn section, and he is no stranger to a bit of ska as well. I believe he's done some other ska-y tunes, and on this upcoming album, which I was trying to read about very, very quickly, and I couldn't find anything. I believe there's a few more ska tunes on this new album that is coming. So why not? I didn't check how it's doing in the charts, because does anyone actually pay attention to the charts anymore? I don't think we do. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. It's going to bring ska to a whole, and it's a different style of ska as well. Let's face it, there's not too many ska tunes verging on the charts right now in the UK. There's a lot of underground stuff, and there's a load of great stuff happening, but it's good that people like Ollie Moores are doing something a bit different and experimenting, because now's the time to experiment and do stuff differently and do stuff well, and I'm glad he is. So please check out Ollie Moores' brand new single, Save Me. Bands You Didn't Know played ska. Before that, Beefy's cover of the week, Party Like It's Brand newy, Build Me Up Buttercup. There is a new covers album coming out on August the 19th. The new video is out for Build Me Up Buttercup. The story goes that they recorded this in 2017. They also filmed the video. They lost the footage. They just found the footage, so they re-released it, and there's a new album coming. I did say Party Like It's did change their name quite a while ago, and they went a bit quiet. I did some digging. Yes, Beefy has a USB full of useless information. They were called the Can't Evens. Yes, I do remember things. If I can stroke my head hard enough and get that static happening, and I drudge the information up. Yeah, the Can't Evens. I can't remember if they were even. I don't think they were even ska band, really. I think they're more of a pub rock style band. I could well be wrong, because my memory is not great. Anyway, Party Like It's. They're back, people! They're back, 2025. How many times have I got to say it? It's the year of the ska cover. Should we do some a little bit of Aussie stuff, shall we? Yes, of course we shall. It's an Australian show, after all. Let's go to Adelaide. Let's go to 1987. Just Kidding are the name of the band. This is an absolute cracker. Why Must We Fight?
Straight to his eyes. His fear couldn't be disguised. who have the same fear as mine. Something our new recruits cannot hide.
When I wake up in the morning, love the way she sticks her tongue in my mouth when I'm yawning. I don't think that I will ever forget the day and the way that we first met. I said, you don't need makeup, baby, you need a plastic surgeon. She said, you can't talk, you ugly dog, I bet you're still a virgin. Once I know here, my dear, I think you make your intentions very clear. That I love you, you just don't seem to listen. I sit at home all on my own, and it's you I'm missing. It's been a week or two since I last heard from you. I'm racking my brains as to what I should do. Was it something that I said on my performance in bed? I wish you'd tell me, darling, cause I'm losing my head. Leave me brokenhearted. I haven't seen a Rangers match since the season started. I love you, girl, and you know I always will. But now it's off to see the Rangers beat St. George 5-0. Long time no hear, my dear. I think you've made your intentions very clear. I tell you that I love you, you just don't seem to listen. I sit at home all on my own, and it's you I'm missing.
Notes out of Sydney, weren't around very long, from 1988 to about 1992, one album called Hallelujah Ska, and that is called Yeah All Right. Fantastic. Before that, out of Adelaide, Just Kidding, their debut single, Why Must We Fight, from 1987, was on the album Watch the Fires. In 1989, that album, Watch the Fires, and three singles along the way. Why Must We Fight, Just Kidding, and Bite the Bullet. Great stuff. Two good, really good tunes there. Like it. Bit of Aussie 80s double play there, if you don't accept that the Late Notes album came out in 1990. Anyway, it's of the era. Yes, it is. All right, that's it for the first part of Beefy Scar Club for the week. I will catch up on the old podcasts because that's what you want to know. That's what you want to hear. That's what you need to keep you sane, to keep you filled up with scar goodness. Oh, yeah. Beefy Scar Club is the world's number one scar radio show. Please follow me on the old social media, Facebook, Beefy Scar Club, Instagram, Beefy Scar Club, Twitter, Scar Nation Radio. I still haven't changed it. Pfft, yeah. I really only use Facebook, to be honest. The others, I don't see the point of Instagram. I've said this many, many times, and I would prove it, but I just, it doesn't twig in my head to go on there. I'm old. There you go. Alrighty. If you have any suggestions for this show, or you want to become part of the request team, which regular listeners will know is a vibrant mix of various individuals that send me tunes each and every week, and I play them in the third stanza of the show. So if you want to be part of that, if you're in a band and I need to play your latest releases, or you haven't heard a band for a while, just give me a nudge, send me a message on any of those platforms, because they will let me know when you send me messages. So just give me a tinkle on those platforms and I'll do my best to sort you out. All the playlists are there, all the podcasts are on the social media, well, generally only Facebook. If you do send me a message, just say, why don't you use Instagram? Why don't you do-? Anyway, man, I'm so busy, man. Anyway, that's life at the moment. Life's turned upside down, unfortunately, and I'm just getting around to it. I really, really am. And I've been away this weekend. I went to see the rugby because it's not often we get to see the British Lions or British and Irish Lions here in Australia. Once every 12 years that happens. So you got to take your opportunities while you can. I'm going to finish up the first part of Beefy Scar Club for the week with a Pioneers classic. We heard Yeah, All Right from the Late Notes. Why don't we hear Let Your Yeah Be Yeah? This is from the Pioneers, 1971.
You keep telling me yes, but you don't mean it. You keep telling me no, and trying to lean it. Like it.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.